My name is Erica Watson, and I've lived in the Denali area for about 10 years. I'll be reading an excerpt from a piece called Notes on Mud and Latin. I came home and opened up the Webster's Dictionary again. This is a big, old-school dictionary, the kind that does real damage if dropped on a bare toe, has weight sitting in your lap. It's an attention-grabbing dictionary. I've noticed certain repetitions in my discussions of permafrost when I attempt to describe what it is and what it isn't. Permeate appears frequently when I talk about what water doesn't do to permafrost, except for when it does. Permeate is a short scroll down from permafrost in the first column, through a long string of perm words. It comes from the Latin verb permeare, meaning to pass through. I haven't studied Latin beyond these evenings with the dictionary. I could easily confuse this with the permanere of permanence, of impassable substances. I think of permafrost full of holes and cracks, water passing through. Definitions are misleading when you dig around in them. Rearrange the pieces, shine light on the cracks. Water finds a way in, and soon the whole endeavor is waterlogged. A slow leak seeps out the bottom and leaves a wet, circular stain on the table where the impermeable definition once stood. Maybe this is why I like definitions so much. They can contradict the very thing they set out to do, and demonstrate both the pleasure and futility of putting order to the world. I looked back at Prelucidus, the first entry on the page. The word refers to the type of cloud characterized by the spaces between visible vapors, what I often think of as fish-scale clouds. Prelucidus is a weather word, a word born of the need to describe the effects of warmth moving into cold, breaking things up, creating space. And the last word, perpetrate, means to perform, execute, or commit a crime. These words strike me as useful markers in understanding the shifting boundaries. As with thawing, now permeable permafrost, somewhere between the conversations about weather patterns and who or what to blame, there are the actual observable processes of a landscape shifting boundaries. These shifts demand re-examination of definitions and of roads and buildings and memories of the places we build them, of nitrogen, mud, and ice, and acknowledgement of the unexpected connections between them and the spaces where the water and the light might trickle through.